Joshua chapter 24. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel says. Your forefathers lived after the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor. And they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from after the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants, and gave him Isaac. And I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir, to possess it, but Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt, according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And you came to the Red Sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your forefathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. And when they cried to the Lord, Jehovah, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the Red Sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And you lived in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who lived on the other side, east of the Jordan River. And they fought with you. And I gave them into your hand, that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam, therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over the Jordan River, and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites. But not with your sword, nor with your bow. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you live in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore fear the Lord, Jehovah, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your forefathers served after the flood, and in Egypt, and serve the Lord, Jehovah. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, Jehovah, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your forefathers served that were after the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, Jehovah." And the people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord, Jehovah, to serve other gods. Because the Lord, Jehovah, our God, he it is who brought us up and our forefathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and who did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way in which we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord, Jehovah, drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore we will also serve the Lord, Jehovah. Because he is our God." And Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, Jehovah, because he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellious deeds nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord, Jehovah, and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt, and consume you, after he has done you good." And the people said to Joshua, "No. But we will serve the Lord, Jehovah." And Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen for yourselves the Lord, Jehovah, to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." He said, "Now therefore put away the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "The Lord, Jehovah, our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a law and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone, and set it up there under an oak, that was by the sanctuary of the Lord, Jehovah. And Joshua said to all the people, "See, this stone shall be a witness to us. Because it has heard all the words of the Lord, Jehovah, which he spoke to us, therefore it shall be a witness to you, lest you deny your God." So Joshua let the people depart, every man to his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things, that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord Jehovah, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gosh. And Israel served the Lord Jehovah all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and who had known all the works of the Lord Jehovah that he had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, they buried in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor the father of Shechem for 100 pieces of silver. And it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar the son of Aaron died. And they buried him in a hill that belonged to Phinehas his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim.